My name's Rosemary Cooper-Clark and I'm a leadership coach and consultant. And in this audio, I'm going to continue my series on how to create a blog. This is part three, and it looks at where you get those ideas from to write your blog, your post, I should say, in your blog. So in parts one and parts two, I talked about having a blog strategy and planning, namely what platform you could use, the frequency and length of your posts. This one is about the actual content. What can you write about? Well, obviously it should be of interest and value to your readership. Writing thinly veiled marketing or sales pitches won't impress your audience or get them coming back to look for more posts. So here are 10 ideas that you could look at to help you generate that wonderful reading post. So the first is client case study. So can you write a disguised case study that is a good story and also has some learning for your readers? Number two, talk about trends. What trends do you see in the market, sector, geography? Three, answer questions that you might have heard posed at networking meetings or perhaps on one of the LinkedIn forums. Four, review a book or an article. What did you find interesting about it? What struck you as useful to know? Five, guest blog. Ask someone whose blogs you follow to write a guest blog, and you could even comment on it. Six, resource lists. I often do this in relation to online tools that I may have found, but share your good sources of tools and information services. Seven, write how-to posts based on your knowledge. This will show everybody that you are an expert in your subject. Eight, why not make a prediction? What do you see happening in the marketplace or new services or technology going forward? Nine, discussion debate. Write your thoughts on a particular topic and ask for comments. And 10, regularly recategorize and share the best posts from your archives. Have you got themes that you can pull together and show links? So there are 10 ideas for writing good posts for your blog. Let me know how you get on, and until next time, Rosemary Cooper-Clark.